Rangers. This is Phil Harris here at the Jack Strangers Show. I'm going with Diamond Dave. Dave, how the hell are you?
I'm good as always, Phil. How are you doing?
Hanging in there. I forgot to use the shark prop for the last episode, so I just want to get that in there for a second. It is Houston time, baby. Yeehaw. The Free Jacks are heading down to the great state of Texas. Before we get too far into anything, I did want to mention our sponsor for this and every single episode of the Jacks Rangers Show. It is, of course, Inkify. Custom printing and embroidery since 2010, Inkify provides high-quality decorated apparel nationwide. From ordering the apparel to printing, adding a private label, folding, bagging, and fulfillment, they handle it all, so you don't have to. Head over to Inkify.com to get started on your order and tell them TJRS sent you, and you'll get 15% off of your entire order. That is a hell of a deal. I wanted to also mention the Rangers. We just wanted to let you guys know we have a watch along coming up this Saturday when the game is at the Granite Bunker with Bozo and friends. The stream will start at 7:45 Eastern time because I believe the game starts at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So we will be there. I will be there, potentially an appearance by Ms. TJRS. And who knows, maybe Dan from Merrimack will show up, which would be fantastic. But yeah, really, really excited to continue the watch-along tradition of this show where we're going to get the commentary. If you don't want to listen to the broadcast, which, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes not so good. So if you want to mute that and just listen to us, you're going to get a biased Free Jack perspective. For sure. Yeah. And just quickly, the Seacoast Rangers are having a watch party at Locals Restaurant and Pub in Northampton, New Hampshire on game day. I believe they gather about 1 hour before kickoff. So if you're not making your way down to the official watch along that the Free Jacks have in the Quincy, Boston area, and you're in the Seacoast region, make sure you head over to Locals Restaurant and Pub in Northampton, New Hampshire. And yeah, if you're not able to make any of those, or you just want to listen to the watch along or watch it, make sure you check out this YouTube channel. And it's also on Facebook, Twitter, and Twitch as well for the watch along. Taking a quick look at the standings, Dave, the Beast of the East, your mighty New England Free Jacks, remain in first place in the Eastern Conference where they belong, with 19 total table points, a point differential of 65. Houston are undefeated in the West, but are in second place with a game in hand, which means that they've played less games than Seattle, coming off of a bye week, that's why that is, with a point differential of minus 38. So they're in second place right now, with the potential to move into first place depending on the results of this game coming up. The Expeditionary Forces will be marching down to H-Town. I do have some recommendations for those folks, for the first-timers out there, or maybe some folks that aren't familiar with certain attractions. I'm a big Houston guy. I think people on this show know that. I love that area. I've got family there. Make sure you check out the Buc-ee's off of the highway. It is a magical, magical place. Like, I went in there the last time during the preseason game last season in Houston, and I walked out of there having spent over $100 on Buc-ee's merchandise.
At some point, love it. People are going to realize that Buc-ee's is just a mall with gas pumps.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's a pretty good mall, though.
It is. It's a great mall, as a matter of fact. It's the best truck stop type of convenience store you'll ever go to.
Yeah.
That's a Uncle Phil guarantee there. Other travel recommendations from me in Houston would be the Museum of Natural Science. It's really, really good. A top-notch museum with a great planetarium. I love planetariums. So it is very, very good. In there, they have an exhibit. I don't know if it's still there, but the last time I was there and saw this, there is a mummified Roman soldier where you can see his red hair through the wrapping. It is really incredible to check out. Houston have beaten Seattle, Utah, and the LA Dickheads and Miami so far this season. Their launch into first place in the West could be in an all systems go if they can beat the Beast of the East at home this weekend. We know the South African bruiser style of play that Houston has been able to transform their franchise into. They used to be one of the laughing stocks of the league, but no one is laughing anymore. It's not a coincidence that New England has used Houston's practice facilities the past two preseasons, having played Houston in the preseason game last year that I was at, and then Houston hosting the Jacks against Dallas this season. Scott Matthew, being South African, will definitely want to flex his muscles once again against his coaching countrymen down there. Dave, do we have a problem against Houston, or will they be scaredy cats against the defending champions?
Listen, you're talking about a very physical team.
Yep.
Coming off a bye week at home, I think this is probably the most challenging match on the Free Jack schedule this season. I mean, this is going to be a tough one for sure. Now, we also know that we've gone down there and, you know, bloodied their nose before. Actually, I'm thinking about the Austin match when we upset
That's right.
Austin, who no longer exists.
That's true.
But I do know we've done a similar thing before, right? Mm-hmm. In that we went down to Texas as the, like, oh, Free Jacks are pretty good, but man, how could they ever? And then we saw a really developed game plan, like a specific plan to defeat the team that we faced.
Mm-hmm.
And we came out with the win. I think that is certainly what we can look for out of this match. It's going to be a physically challenging match for the Free Jacks.
100%.
I think it's good that they got a warm up. Like, if we were both coming out of bye weeks, I think that would give Houston an edge.
Mm-hmm.
I think for us as the, you know, probably slightly smaller team, I mean, Houston's like the biggest team in the league as far as I'm understand. I know Seattle's pack is also pretty big.
Yep.
They manhandled them. So, like, even if they're about the same size, Houston's appears to be better.
By design. For sure.
It's going to be a serious test, especially for the forwards. But not only for the forwards, they also are really good. They have a really solid kicking game. You know, Davy Kotzer is a really good fly half. He can put boot to ball. And then Drew Wild, right? Their fullback, he had like 400 kicking meters in their win against Dallas.
That's incredible.
It's crazy. I mean, they both had like 400 something. So, I mean, they will boot the ball down and put pressure on you with those big bodies on defense. It's kind of a game plan we're familiar with.
That's very much the truth, yeah.
So it's gonna be a tough one. They have a lot of very quality players. They've got kind of a front row nightmare. They got Ezekiel Lindemuth, who is just huge. Rob Cobb, very experienced, very big Kiwi prop. Frick DeBeer. And then their second rows are just a nightmare. They've got Bassin. They've got Den Hout. They've got Mahoney. Momsen. You might have heard of this guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You and I are both big fans. Yeah.
Love that dude.
He's their captain. Extremely hardworking. Locke, who Coach Matthew knows from Greek his was. Time.
Yeah.
Yep, what the Greek was. Then he was with Atlanta and then moved on to Houston. You know, those guys are tackling machines. And then you have Emmanuel Albert, the flanker, who is likely the next starting flanker for the Eagles when they go on tour this year.
Crazy.
He's really set things on fire. It's a serious pack. You know, these guys are playing a South African style of rugby, and that is just to brutalize you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and not just brutality. I'm certainly not. I really enjoy South African rugby. You know, I'm not. I don't mean to downplay it. I just, you know, want to set realistic expectations in terms of what the match is going to look like. It's likely to be physical. Mm-hmm. 5-meter lineouts are going to be important. You know, those big leg cannons I was talking about, they're going to be looking for penalties. They're going to look to put those onto our 5-meter line, take a line out and try to grind it in.
Yeah.
The maul defense is going to be really important. It's probably going to be a very set piece, a decided affair.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the style of that team, to dominate you in the 100%. Set piece.
Yeah. And that's one of those things, is like, we know who they are and what they are, because the Free Jacks, to a certain extent, kind of modeled themselves off of this style. I mean, it's no coincidence. It's not rocket science. We've got a South African born and trained coach in Scott Mathey. So they like to play some elements of this ground and pound transition rugby, like, you know, dominant tackles, great set pieces, all that sort of stuff is a part of the playbook, if you will, for the Free Jacks. So it's kind of like looking into the mirror to a certain extent with this franchise down there. And there's obviously connections with them and us. So, yeah, I'm just super excited for this one. This is one that you do not want to miss. As just, even if you're just a casual MLR fan, you want to tune into this one because it's going to be a really, really good game. It's going to be a great test, as Frank was saying here a moment ago about the Free Jacks. It's a major test for our franchise this year in 2024. Is it a situation where, you know, defending champions, do we have what it takes to go all the way again this year? And this is going to be a huge test because I think Houston are not pretenders, guys. I think they are 100% contenders in this conversation of they could lift the shield at the end of the season. So it's going to be a really good one. What else we got here? Well said, Dave. This is going to be a massive challenge, but not impossible. Yeah, listen, there's no test within MLR that the Free Jacks look at and say, well, this is impossible. We can't possibly win this because we have the ponies for the race. In every scenario, there's no team where we like, oh gosh, we're just completely outmatched here. That doesn't exist within MLR because of this franchise being built so well. Got a couple more things here from Frank. I wouldn't be shocked if this comes down to kicking. Very astute, for sure. They're highly physical and aggressive this year, seemingly more so than other teams in the league. Yeah, definitely by the design, Frank. They like to play that type of game. In Mathey, we trust. Love that. Contenders for sure. What else we got here? I guess at this point, we've discussed, you know, how we think things could potentially look. Right. We've talked about their style. We've talked about our style. Let's get into key to the game, and I'll let you go first.
Key to the game. I really was not sure where to go with this. And I could have picked some like set piece y stuff, you know, stop the line out mall or something. But I think really at the end of the day, the real challenge that those big bodies bring is when you have to tackle them 80 times. And so I think just effective tackling is going to be really important because the one thing you really don't want to do is let these guys start building momentum on you, right? Mm-hmm. Where they're getting 2 meters, 2 meters, 2 meters, 2 meters, and then it really becomes difficult to restore order. That's kind of what they're thriving on and hoping to create at times. So I'm going with, we're going to focus on the basics. Basics will win you really tough matchups.
Yeah.
And so I'm saying effective tackling.
Love it. A huge part of the game. If we don't tackle, we don't win. I mean, that's pretty simple in rugby, you know. You got to make those tackles. For me, key to the game is bring the pain. The Beast of the East meets the Best of the West in a huge Week 7 matchup. It's going to be a slobber knocker, a barn burner, a clash of the Titans, whatever you want to call it. It's a big deal. How does New England travel to Houston and come out on top? Houston is a physical team and likes to bully opponents. We know this. Play their style better than they do. Ground and pound, bomb squad, scrum dominance, dominant tackles, ruck turnovers, transition rugby. New England got pushed around a little by DC at the beginning of the season here. We all remember what happened there. That is something that Will Webster talked about as a dent in their pride as a forward pack. This will be an excellent test for our forwards to rise to the occasion to show what they're capable of in running these cats up a tree. I think is what we are certainly capable of doing. Bring the pain to them because that's exactly what they want to do to us. Turn it around on their ass and we'll see how it goes. Prediction, and I'll go first here. A big time road test here, a potential look at the MLR final. That's how big of a game I think this is. I think New England will need to play their best game of the season to get past the Thundercats. I'm going to go low scoring here. Defensive slugfest. Houston 17. New England 18, just by the skin of our teeth, guys, it's going to be that close of a game. What you got, Dave?
I went a little higher, but also very close. I settled on 28-25.
Okay.
The Free Jacks coming out ahead, but I think You know, as Frank said, may come down to kicking. You know, that's one kick right there, that difference. I think it'll be tight. I'm really looking forward to this. I'm gonna be pretty hyped. We're talking about a potential championship preview type match, right? I mean, mm-hmm. like you said, the best team in the East, the best team in the West. Technically, Seattle has one more pool point than them right
undefeated.
Now. Undefeated. They're undefeated. If yep. you're undefeated, I mean, they've got a game in hand on a exactly. team with they're undefeated. They've got a game in hand. You know, I don't think that one pool point stands for very long.
And it's Seattle's. The team that they beat that's above them. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I want to quickly address Mr. USA Rugby League and Union fan. You ain't beating Seattle at home in the championship. Well, they have to make it first. Both teams have to make it. But by the way, wouldn't it be hilarious if San Diego doesn't make their own final when it's just laid out for them on a silver platter? This is bridesmaid RFC that we're talking about here. They're constantly second best. So, you know, I feel good about our chances playing anybody in a final. Just look at last year. We'll see how it shakes out.
I like it. Get us some t-shirts. This is our year.
Yeah, it's their year every year, and yet somehow it isn't it? So, all right. Okay, San Diego, dude. Yep, gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Any thoughts beyond this?
No, I won't be around next week for our segment. I'm going to headed down to DC with the fam. So, as you know, but mm-hmm. listeners will get somebody else's dulcet tones on Tuesday for the review preview. I'm looking forward to it. I get to be the old review preview listener. Maybe I'll jump in the chat and
there you go.
Chirp at Bozo or whoever's in the slot.
Love that. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fun, but we'll, of course, miss you, Dave, as always. But, yeah, just looking forward to this one. This is going to be a great game. If anybody is thinking about missing this one for whatever reason, I would highly recommend not to miss this one. It's going to be really, really good. And, yeah, check out the watch-along or go to the watch-along parties that they're having, whether it be on the Seacoast or down there in Quincy, somewhere along those lines. Can't remember exactly where it's going to be this time around, but in that vicinity. And we've got one word for everybody to exit the video in 3, 2, 1. Huzzah!
Huzzah!